So the Redfin CEO has just come out in public and revealed some very serious truths about the health of the real estate market and the economy at whole. He has warned America, but I want you to understand it's not because he wants to. You see, the CEO of Redfin, Zillow, Realtor.com, and other companies that have to do have their business based in real estate know that the second the truth comes out that the real estate market is crashing, and it is crashing because nobody is buying and more sellers are hitting the market, inventory is exploding and sellers must take concessions, it means it's the downturn of their companies. And as publicly traded companies, they do everything they can to hide the truth until it is blaringly in your face. Now, before I read this story, and then I have a special chart to show you that really shows you how serious this is and how he does not want to state what he states. I must tell you that this is a perfectly well-built or well, this cycle is happening exactly like it's supposed to. This real estate cycle is identical to the one from 2005 to 2011, but it is on a much bigger scale. It has blown up much bigger, which means it's going to pop much louder. And this is the time that you need to be getting ready. I'll talk about this later, but if you want, there's only 5 days left of the pre-filming discount of Mortgage Master and the Mortgage Master 2.0, the Investor Series. All right, so the story is, and I'm going to show you a chart, and actually I'll show you this chart first. So this comes right off of NAR.realtor, okay? This is Realtor, the National Association of Realtors, and it's a really crappy chart, but I'm going to show you why it's crappy, okay? Because they don't want to show you the truth. This chart is the sales activity and home prices sent from 1999 to 2017, okay? And what you'll see is it looks like the blue line is the sales and the orange line is the prices. Now you can see that it looks like a heartbeat, right? Well, each one of those spike ups and then subsequent drops in both the yellow, the orange and in the blue lines make 1 year. And what that heartbeat looks like, and this is what's super exciting and why I've been teaching this for 2 years now to get everybody prepared for this epic crash and how to do it, is that these are seasonality adjustments. Each one of those spikes are a year. And the spike high are the spring and summer months, and the dips down are the fall and winter months, all right? Now, why is this important? Because of exactly what I'm about to show you, the Redfin CEO came out with and said. Also, I want to remind you, how many people type one remember that I said there's a spike coming in foreclosure numbers in the month of June? I've been talking about that for almost a year, about 9 months. And the reason why is because it was easy to figure out that month, just like the banking crash last year, because of Dodd-Frank Act that came out and how much extra time it took a bank to go ahead and foreclose on somebody, okay? So you're gonna see that data come out in about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks at the most, depending on at the end of June when this data hits. But I want you to understand the CEO of Redfin is front running this information and telling you about how bad it's gonna be in the next couple of months when, like I showed you from that NAR chart, when sales should be at their most, okay? This is exactly what I've been wanting every one of you to get ready for. And it is actually very easy to get ready for this. Matter of fact, type two if you have the Real Estate Crash and Cycles course down below and let people know what you think about it, okay? Because you are my greatest advertisers, quite frankly. This story is out of Business Insider. It's entitled, Home Prices Will Go Down This Summer as Sellers Can't Postpone Listing Any Longer. This comes from the Redfin CEO. Says here, house prices will drop this summer. And they're already dropping. Oh, and just so you know, this is really exciting. I have not made a video about this, but the good news is since I was pounding the pavement and I got all these screenshots and made videos with the St. Louis Fred showing that home prices had peaked at a certain price and then they're currently where they are much lower, we're at 8% negative. Well, guess what? The Fred just changed the chart. They just changed the chart officially so you don't get to see it. But the cool thing is I got the old videos. I'm gonna go back, grab the screenshots, grab the charts because it's what I taught in my cycles course And we're going to show you how the Federal Reserve is now hiding the fact that real estate is currently down 8.5% nationwide since December of 2022. They can't hide it because I put that stuff out on the internet a long time ago. And like I told you, there was a reason why the mainstream and even YouTubers were not quoting that Fred chart. They only wanted to quote the NAR chart, okay? And again, the National Association of Realtors only makes money by taking money from real estate agents in the form of fees that they force you to take. And so they're the ultimate cheerleader of real estate prices, okay? So here we go. House prices will drop this summer as homeowners are trying to wait out high mortgage rates. They realize they can't postpone moving any longer, Redfin CEO Glenn Kelman said. This is something I warned you about, where all of these companies are calling back their remote workers and they're screwed and they're like, crap, I can't sell my house. I'm underwater right now. And there are a lot of people that have bought in the last 2 years that are already underwater. I know it sounds crazy. I'm telling you this first because it hasn't been reported. But if you like information first, then keep watching the channel, hit the subscribe button. And if you want to check out one of these courses, I can guarantee you for the money, you'll laugh at how much money you save learning this stuff. The head of the online real estate brokerage pointed to signs that the housing market is starting to get more affordable. That's not true. Homes in key metro areas like Florida and Texas were already seeing major price cuts, Kelman said. Meanwhile, over 6% of the U.S. home sellers issued a price cut in May. To give you an idea, that's actually a large number. 6% for price cuts is actually a big number. We'll get into that. The largest proportion recorded in over a year, Redfin found in a recent report. The decline in home prices is due to homeowners giving up on trying to wait out higher mortgage rates as more owners opt to list their home after a year or more of waiting. Supply of available inventory is growing and prices are beginning to budge, Kelman said. Let me stop real quick and tell you what Kelman's not going to tell you. First off, I already said, and this isn't a toot my own horn, I want you to get the most amazing education ever. I want you to literally learn how to change your lifestyle by taking advantage of what is going to be the greatest real estate downturn in history. Type two if you agree with that. So what he's not telling you is, yes, people are waiting for rates to drop. And I told you they're not going to drop anytime soon because the Fed knows they've got inflation to deal with. And what they've done still isn't budging the inflation. It's still not dropping it to where they want, right? So now what's happening is people are going, crap, I've got to move. I've got to get a new job, or I got to go back to my old job, or my parents died and we got to sell their house because we can't afford to have two homes. Point being is that velocity still happens. People's lives still go on, regardless of what real estate happens. But this is the exciting part. We are seeing right now an increase, a ballooning of inventory. No one can deny that. In the last 5 to 6 months, inventory has skyrocketed all around the country, where there used to be, 4 to 10 days of inventory. We've now got like 50, 60. It's blowing up. Here's the exciting part. The next wave comes mid-summer. This is what pumps me up. When the news, this is just one story, the Redfin CEO, wait till the Zillow CEO comes out. Then the National Association of Realtors comes out and goes, yeah, it's falling. Well, when the mainstream media starts plugging this away, then all the other people that were sort of sitting on the sideline with a second home, an Airbnb that's not at full capacity, okay? They're barely making it. Or people are just have been on the sideline of locking in a deal and selling their home and renting. They are going to race to their local real estate office and try and list their home. That's it. Because you're going to have now the FOMO exiting out of the real estate market trying to lock in these rates. So that's what Glenn's not telling you. But good news, I just did. And he's going to come out in about 8 weeks and go, so inventory is starting to explode because we're seeing that next tier of sellers start to sell. And then that it's getting so crazy. The sellers, the new sellers are hitting the market and they're dropping their price about $5,000, $10,000 underneath their neighbor that's trying to sell their house for the last 30 or 45 days and can't. So now we're going to have a race to the bottom. And that is going to move into the fall and winter months. And you watch what happens. And then there's a whole nother cycle after that. But everybody that's taking my course gets that kind of stuff. But this is what's exciting, okay? All right. He says here, this is the CEO of Redfin. A lot of our customers are folks who got a divorce last year, and the husband and the wife are driving each other crazy, or they own a townhouse and they've had a third child and they're bursting at the seams, he said in a recent interview with David Lynn. That's funny. David didn't want to interview me 2.5 years ago when I told him the real estate market was going to collapse. He actually laughed at me. Just fun little fact. What a turd. David, I hope you're watching this. At some point, even though people don't want to sell, they have to sell, he added. Holy cow, this is rocket science. It's going to get even better than this. I mean, honestly, like, how many of you type, just say, I am, like, you are foaming at the mouth ready for this. You've like, you, maybe you don't even own your own home and you just want to buy your first home. Or maybe you have owned a home or you have a handful of rentals. And for the first time in history of your entire life, you go, I see it. I can see all the craziness right now, all the people acting crazy, and it's going to get even crazier and I'm going to pounce. That's what I want to see. I want to see you taking action now. As a matter of fact, if you're ready to take action, and maybe, or you are, just type it down below. I'm taking action. So he said, at some point, even though people don't want to sell, they have to sell. Weird. Life goes on, right? It's going to get real good. According to Redfin data, the supply of available homes rose to 1.6 million in April, which is up 13.7% from the same time last year. Meanwhile, and just, I'm going to throw this out there. For everyone that doesn't think that's a whole lot, that number is going to double in the next 4 to 5 months. Bet against me if you don't think that's gonna happen. All right, meanwhile, the number of newly listed homes for sale rose to 621,000, which is up 17% from last year. That's pretty solid numbers. We really saw, he said, in the first 3 to 4 months of the year, new listing accelerate. And there's now just a large number of active listings, Kelman said. When homes sit on the market, you start to see prices soften. Well, Kelman, there's a pill for that, and it's called education. Get ahead of the mark. And just because these guys are CEOs, just, you know, they don't tell you all the truth because they don't want their share price plummeting. Redfin is predicting that U.S. home prices will fall 1% crap by the end of this year. That is a joke. I'm just going on the mark right now, and I'm going to say they're going to fall a lot more than 1%. That price decline could take time, though, Kelman said. Oh, you got to love it. He's like, the world's melting down around us. My share price is going down. Please don't sell my stock. Shoot, this is, dang you, ninja. That's how it works. All right, homeowners, he says, are emotionally committed to their property. They have in mind a number, and they're loathed to give it up. So that makes home prices sticky, he later added. But still, I think it's going to be a pretty soft summer for home prices. Well, while Kilman's summer is soft, let me tell you, I did a story a while back or a video, and I said, you need to sell your house and sell it now. And a lot of people listen. And I get emails all the time, people thanking, because they went out and they priced their home right and they sold. And they said they watched their neighbors now trying to sell their homes, and it's sitting on the market and they're dropping their price. Look, if you want to take action and you want to be ready for this, the biggest thing you can do is be ready to know exactly what the banks want ahead of time and walk into their office when you see a smoking deal and know that a bank is going to hand you money and give you the greatest rate and the lowest fees possible. So that's why I made this course right here. It's a Mortgage Master course, and I also have one. If you buy that one, there's a discount. This is the pre-filming discount. It ends in 5 days for investors. To how to get cash flow, squeezing as much cash flow as possible, because you're not going to be using hard money or private money paying insane fees. I'm going to show you how to become a prime borrower, whether that's for your first home or for 10 homes, okay? I'm not joking. This is what I love doing. This has been keeping me up at night because it's the one and only thing. I mean, I could sit there and say, Tom Blue in the face, for the cost of this course right now, which is well under $200, you're going to save so much more on your first or your next purchase. It's a joke. And then you're going to keep repeating it. And the cool thing is, once you lock in this price, because the mortgage industry is about to take a spin like you would not believe. And I'm going to keep updating those courses with new lessons on every single new loan product out there in the mortgage realm, from everything from HELOCs to FIRST to adjustable rate mortgages to where you're going to get them. I'm going to make this the most valuable thing you've ever purchased in your life. Why? Because I'm building the greatest financial education platform in the world. And if you don't think I can do it, bet against me. Hope you have a great day, everyone. The Economic Ninja is out.